Evening as well. You're welcome to come back tonight as well, but so glad to have each of you, and the Lord's given us a beautiful day and a beautiful time to come and worship Him, and we're so privileged to have with us Alan Sense, and I believe, let's see, it must be his daughter that came with him. So good to have you both. And Alan's representative of the Gideons, and I know he's been working with the Gideons for many, many years, and he's going to come share a few things about the Gideons. And and you have an insert in your mullet. Come on, you come on and share. We'll not take any more of your time, and we'll let you talk about it.
Very good.
Well, I was smoking Leviticus while reading the Gospel of John. That's what Dean Mannard had to say about his first encounter with God's Word. You see, Dean had grown up in inner city Detroit and had a troubled childhood, and stabbed a classmate by the age of fifth grade, and went on through high school, spent that in a reform school, and joined the U.S. military so he didn't have to spend time in jail, actually. So on release from the military, he found himself hitchhiking across the southern United States with a girlfriend and going across the south. They got arrested one location for the drugs they were carrying, and it was in the county jail that he found some testaments that had been placed there by the Gideons. The scriptures actually had the Old Testament in there, and he found those thin pages made a great wrapper for a roll-your-own cigarette. So he started tearing out that Old Testament and making a roll-your-own, and as he did that, though, he began to read the Gospel of John, and as he read that for the first time, he had an encounter with the Holy Spirit and came to know the Lord as his Savior, and gave his life to the Lord. And upon release from jail, he met up again with this girlfriend, and he said, you know, I don't know how to tell you this, but I've had a life-changing experience here. And she said, well, I didn't know how to tell you either, but I had a similar experience while I was in jail. And so after that experience, they went on to be married, and he went on after that to go to seminary, and today serves as a pastor sharing God's Word. A life changed by God's Word in the right place at the right time. Well, Gideon's International is an association of professional and businessmen, born-again Christians, members of a local church that since 1899 have had the primary purpose of sharing the good news of the gospel. The Gideons have a presence in 200 countries, distribute scriptures in over 108 different languages. They do this by placing God's word in the traffic ways of life, places where people might be in a state of mind to consider the hope that's offered in the scriptures. We do this in places of interest for people sometimes find themselves alone. The hotel ministry program is very popular. It's estimated that one scripture in a hotel has about a six-year lifespan and has the potential to touch 2,300 lives during that period. Gideons also then are active in school distributions. Locally, we place scriptures at the middle school. We also participate at the colleges. Of course, the whole COVID thing has made a change in our ability to do that in the last year, but that's the normal plan, and we hope to continue with that. We also participate in state distributions at the major universities. I've had a chance to participate at Kansas State University and also Wichita State. And so we do those, take those opportunities to share a testament that has the Psalms and Proverbs in the New Testament. And in the back of that is the pathway of salvation that's outlined in Scripture. And so also at those distributions, we sometimes have the opportunity to share and to witness to the individuals that have questions that come up. And that's an interesting process. I remember at Wichita State a couple of years ago, you know, many of the students were receptive and thankful to receive a testament. Others wouldn't even look you in the eye type of thing. And the most negative reactions I think we got were from the people I perceived to be teachers there, the professors, some questioning whether we had the right to be there. And the interesting thing was that particular day there was a sign on the union wall there that said that evening they were having a seminar so students could discover their sexual identity. And here we had God's Word that outlined the pattern that the Creator of the universe had. And it was just interesting that the reception wasn't quite so well for that as what they had from a secular concept. So those are some of the ways that we're able to witness. The Gideons consider themselves to be a partner with your local church. You know, before Christ left this earth, he told the disciples in what's known as the Great Commission in Matthew chapter 28 to go and make disciples of all nations, teaching them to obey his word. And certainly you're positioned here to teach and equip and encourage each other in God's word. The Gideons can take that same message across the rest of our community, the state, the nation, as well as the world, and make these distributions and be a witness as an extension of the ministry of your church here as we do that. We're also active in jail ministry, as was outlined with the testimony from this Dean Mattern. Also, through our wives and the Women's Auxiliary, we make distributions then at medical facilities. The women primarily do that at the hospitals and doctor and dentist office and those places. And another part of the Gideon ministry is to grow in our own individual faith journey and to become comfortable in sharing our faith journey, and to be able to do that then as we have the opportunity to witness. And so we encourage each other in that. And in Kenya, there was a Gideon that tells of being stopped by a police officer, and often there, the policeman is expecting a bribe. Well, instead of a bribe, that Gideon handed him a New Testament and was also able to witness to him then and share. And as a result of that encounter, that policeman came to know the Lord. In Pennsylvania, a nurse tells Nurse Graber of an experience she had with a terminally ill patient and how she had witnessed to him on a daily basis and tried to show him the hope that he could have through the scriptures. And Lewis was the man's name, and he just always said, "I've led too sinful of a life. I can't expect God could ever forgive me for the things that I've done." And Nurse Graber tried to assure him that that wasn't the case, that he had hope in Christ. Well, she had a weekend off and was left with a heavy heart, thinking that Lewis might not survive that weekend. And sure enough, when she returned, he had passed on. But there was a note there from his daughter addressed to Nurse Graber, thanking her for sharing with her dad, and that on the last day of his life, he'd asked for the hotel chaplain to come and to sit with him, and was able to give his life to Christ at that point. And so another life changed by God's word and the persistence of Nurse Graber in that case to share with him as well. Well, those are examples of the way that the Holy Spirit is at work, and that's one of the reasons why I'm here today. As Paul wrote in Romans, that we come together as Christians to encourage each other in the faith, and that by doing that, we can build each other up and encourage ourselves to go out in the world and be an effective witness. Would also ask that you would pray for the Gideon ministry. Pray that there would be men and women willing to take time away from family and work to make these kinds of distributions and witness opportunities. If you're inclined, in the material received this morning, there was an insert there that you could make a financial contribution at the end of the service. Gary Roper and I will be at the back to receive an offering if you would so choose. You know, the Gideons are very careful stewards, and for just $120, a case of 100 of these testaments on average can be distributed worldwide into the hands of people. All of the administrative costs of the ministry are paid for by members, like Gary and myself, through our membership dues to support the Gideon ministry in that way. We have other programs also. There's a card program where cards are available that you can take at no cost. And then there's an insert there that can be mailed to the Gideon ministry for a contribution of your choosing in memory of someone or just thinking of someone. Opportunities to share that way with a card. We have a program that's relatively new for high school students to share with their peers called the Lifebook program. Over 5 million of these distributed last year in the United States by high school students to their peers. We have a program called Friends of Gideons where you can join as a prayer or financial partner and receive information and have access to buying some of these testaments. And if you're a man engaged in a professional or business occupation, has some freedom in your schedule, would like to talk to you about becoming a member of the Gideons as well. So those are ways that you can be involved in our ministry. We appreciate the opportunity to be here and to share with you. Thank you, Pastor, for the time this morning. And thank you, congregation, for your attention as well. And may God bless you this day. Thank you.
Amen.